Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Bosco Ntaganda, a Congolese rebel commander wanted for war crimes and crimes against humanity, including the conscription and use of child soldiers, sexual slavery, and murder, has voluntarily surrendered to the International Criminal Court. His surrender is a significant step toward accountability and ending the cycle of conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, and closes a grim chapter on his more than decade-long role in the region's violence. Ntaganda, most recently a leader of a faction of the March 23 Mouvement, or M23, a rebel group fighting the Congolese government, unexpectedly walked into the United States Embassy in Kigali, Rwanda, on March 18th, requesting U.S. assistance to help him surrender to the ICC based in The Hague. Prior to Ntaganda's unexpected arrival, several hundred of his followers fled across the border from North Kivu province in the eastern DRC into Rwanda. Other M23 leaders also are alleged to have committed serious crimes in the region. The United States welcomes Ntaganda's voluntary surrender to the ICC and appreciates the cooperation of the Rwandan, Dutch, and British governments to facilitate his surrender. This is an important moment for all who believe in justice and accountability. We strongly support the ICC's investigation into the atrocities committed in the DRC over the last decade. We also continue to call for all involved parties, including Rwanda, to reach a transparent and credible political agreement to end the current crisis, including by holding M23 commanders and other perpetrators of human rights abuses in the region accountable for their crimes. Implementing the recently signed Peace, Security, and Cooperation Framework for the DRC and the region, signed February 24th, will be a key step to achieving this. And we welcome the appointment of former Irish President Mary Robinson as United Nations Special Envoy for the Great Lakes region to facilitate this peace process.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.